right. Text your grandma. Send a Facebook message to your great aunt. It's time for Hints from Heloise. I am your friendly host, Gen X Davey. And Hints from Heloise is a column to help you with your life. It is syndicated across the globe. And I am ripping and reading from the La Trobe Bulletin News. And this was a time kill segment on The Orphanage, which was a Saturday show many, many years ago that I did with one Danny Bayless. And it lives on in the fond memories of weekend P1s and occasionally gets dusted off to kill segments in prime time. So let's begin. Dear Heloise, this is from Joe Merrily King. Thank you for your many years of helpful hints. You have done a wonderful service to millions. Here are two hints from me. Put a drop of red food coloring in a dry rain gauge. You can then easily see how much rain is collected without having to go outside to check.
Okay.
So it looks like the sky is raining blood.
It's really that hard just to see the water line?
I don't know.
You know, from a distance.
Sure, right. I guess.
The second hint is to carefully pry off the tops of empty spray perfume bottles with a pair of needle nose pliers. These bottles come in many pretty shapes and sizes. Fill one with water and a small flower, and you have a miniature bud vase. Collect several for a charming little flower arrangement. These are especially nice for little flowers like clovers or dandelions, and children can lovingly present them to their mothers.
Okay.
I kind of think that's awesome.
Just keep that in mind when you...
A dandelion, what do you do when a gust of wind comes by and the flower is gone?
Go get another one.
Well, no, not the dandelion seed thing. The dandelion flower, the yellow flower. Why would you put a weed with the...
flowers?
Yeah.
Okay, I also just discovered this not long ago, that the white poofy things are that's the same thing as the yellow flower.
See?
I had no idea.
We're learning
things.
I did
not know this at all.
Right? Isn't that wild? I was just wondering why they were kind of together.
So the white
the poof ball.
Yes.
When it blows away,
the thing that the kids will hold in front of their mouth and blow, and then the things... That's just scattering more weeds on your yard.
It's pollinating,
and then after that, does the yellow part?
I don't know. I don't know at which point in the growth cycle the yellow flower pops out.
I think yellow is first, and then it poofs.
All right.
And then you have more yellow.
My mind is blown.
Here's a scam warning. This is via email from EWM. They're protecting their identity by just giving their initials. Dear Heloise, when purchasing items in-store and paying cash for them, make sure you put the receipt in your purse or wallet. I recently found out about a scam.
Ooh.
People are going to parking lots of stores and picking up dropped receipts, checking for paid-with-cash items on the receipts. If they find that items were paid for with cash, they go into the store, match the store code with the receipt, then they take the item to customer service and get cash for said item. This is a total scam some stores are probably unaware of.
I think I'm just going to start doing that.
Yeah.
You
get a receipt that says something was paid for in cash. You go into the store, find that item, and then go to customer service and say, I don't want this. Give me my cash back.
I'm just going to start doing that for the people. Anytime I pay cash, I'm just going to get that receipt, drop it outside.
So there you go. Just go.
Yeah. Just around town.
Like, could they not police that with surveillance? Like, you came in just with a receipt. Right. You didn't come in
with
the
item.
You just went and grabbed it off the shelf and went straight to customer service, you idiot.
I'm seeing the date is today, and the purchase time was about 10 minutes ago. There's no way you've lost the item in that 10 minutes.
You randomly just decided you no longer want this. You got to your car, you're like, I don't need these cookies.
I'm still going to start doing that every time I pay cash.
Here is another scam-related hint from LM. Dear Heloise, one way to protect yourself and your family from scammers online or on the phone is to come up with a random safe word. We set this up when our kids were young to ensure that anytime the kids were picked up by someone not in the family, that person had to know the safe word, or else they were not able to go with them.
Hot dog.
Yes, hot dog.
Hot dog, 100%.
Good safe word. That same advice would come in handy today if you got a call from a scammer claiming to be a family member and asking for money. All you have to do is ask them, what's the safe word, to find out if they really are your family member. This word could come in, would also be used by the family member to verify their identity in case they really were in trouble. Thanks, Mom, for all your helpful hints.
Mom, it's me. Is it? Yes, Flamingo. Flamingo.
This just happened like 3-4 months ago. There was a story of an older lady that was getting a bunch of calls, and she ended up getting like her entire bank like just drained.
Yeah.
Well, somebody claimed
this is a real
grandpa
thing. Yeah. This is a real thing because
you don't know your family member.
Because of AI, they can sample someone's voice, and then create an AI bot that can say any script in that voice.
God, we're so screwed.
Well, and
as we
olds
age
too, like they don't hear well. The technology is weird. So, like, I know there's stories of like olds getting calls from people saying they're their grandson or their granddaughter, and they need like money to get out of jail or to pay something, and then they send them the money, and it turns out it wasn't their granddaughter or their grandson, because it's just, yeah, I'm your grandson. My name is George.
Man, we are an evil society.
Yeah, scammers are bad. We don't need Heloise to tell us that.
No, yeah. Stay away from scammers.
Here's one from Lyle Henry of Bluffton, Ohio.
That's a good name. Lyle Henry.
Dear Heloise, I like to keep a rubber band on the countertop, so when I lay something down that has a mind of its own and wants to roll away, such as an egg or avocado, I lay it inside the rubber band. This corrals it and keeps it from rolling away.
Okay, actually, you know what?
What about eggs?
The egg thing, that makes a lot of sense.
How often are you just placing a single egg on the countertop and walking away?
We usually pull the whole carton out.
No, well, so I make eggs every morning for myself.
I think Lyle's creating problems that don't exist.
Yeah, that seems to create trash, but I do have, because I'll take 3 eggs out of the carton, and you can only crack one at a time.
Oh, well.
Just leave the other ones in the carton until you're ready to crack them.
See, I take them out, and then I put them, and I always got to have like a towel or something to put them on so they don't roll off.
Get yourself a nice rubber band.
Maybe Lyle's onto something here.
Maybe he is.
It's not just for eggs. You could put pens in there, coins, whatever you want.
And like you could wear
coins aren't going to roll away, though.
Not if you like to stack them.
No, but an avocado.
You like to put them up on their side.
Everybody, you put coins on their, you balance them on their side when
sometimes
you put them on the counter. I don't believe you.
What are you, a wizard?
Well, in case a Bloody Knuckles game breaks out at any time, you want to be ready. Know
Bloody
where your coins
Knuckles
are.
Here's one that might actually come in handy for those of us here in the great state of Texas, where we have to deal with our faulty energy grid.
Mm.
This is from Chuck Stahl of Cortland, Ohio. Dear Heloise, the other night we had a power outage due to a thunderstorm. Instead of using flashlights and candles, which can be dangerous. Think the candles, not the flashlights.
Okay, I was wondering.
I went out and retrieved a half dozen solar-powered marker lights from the walkway and around the flower beds and placed them around the house.
Okay.
A couple were in the bathroom and the kitchen and such. It was enough light to see safely without having to worry about flames or dead batteries.
Flames are a concern.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Where are you getting your energy?
I don't know. I think that's kind of genius.
But then what happens if your solar powered lights go off?
Well, hopefully the power comes back on before they run out.
Yeah, before you
have a few hours, I guess, of solar power.
If you're that concerned about it, they make flashlights that don't use batteries. They have cranks where they'll never be dead.
But that wasn't convenient. He had the solar powered light out in the front yard.
He thought quickly. He's like, I'm going to go out to the garden and get those solar-powered lights.
And such.
Really, he's a problem solver.
And such is such an old person phrase.
You know, the last power outage that we had a couple weeks ago, I have in the garage, you know, because I have a beer fridge.
Nice.
And
so do I.
What do you know?
No way!
We're besties.
And so I went into the garage because, rather than having to flip on the garage light every time I go out there, I have little rechargeable, like, USB motion sensor lights that are magnetic, and they attach to the side of the fridge. So you open the garage door, and you walk out there, and the light comes on.
Smart.
And so when the power was out, much like Chuck Stahl of Cortland, Ohio, I had the brainstorm. I'm going to go get those
motion sensor lights and bring them in the house.
That is awesome.
Because they were way brighter than the candles.
Yeah.
And then we sat around and waited for the power to come back.
See?
All right. Just a couple more.
All right.
Here's one. Dear Heloise, this is from Hillary M. of Newport, Rhode Island.
Mm.
I decided to start a blog after I retired to keep in touch with my family. We are scattered over several states, and things are always happening with weddings, births, new jobs, and holiday happenings. I love getting news from my kids and grandkids, as well as nieces and nephews. It's an ideal way to stay in touch. And Heloise writes, Hillary, what a great idea. Readers, if you are interested in starting a blog, go to your search engine and type in how to start a blog. There are step-by-step instructions on how to set one up and how to use it.
Okay, I'm going to have to call Heloise on this.
That's like a Norm travel tip.
Very much so.
Fantastic.
She's kind of undercutting herself here because isn't she kind of competing with the blogs? I don't know that she should be advising folks.
Also, well, I guess the blog for grandparents is like the evolution of the family newsletter that would come out at Christmas time or something.
Gosh, the least trafficked sites on the internet be family blogs.
Yes. Yeah, you see the counter at the bottom, it says 3.
Yeah.
Feels like that's
there's like 10 people in
Facebook
the family.
Facebook has become now. It's just that.
Yeah.
All right, and finally, here's one that we can all use from Lance T. in Salem, Oregon. Mm. Dear Heloise, I buy yogurt that comes in squared containers that have easy peel-off labels. After I finish my yogurt, I wash out the containers and reuse them. I have rubber bands in some, paper clips in others, as well as staples and an assortment of other small items. I also use them in my bathroom to hold small containers of eye makeup, hair clips, cotton balls, etc. Why buy expensive containers for these items when they so easily come with my yogurt?
Obviously.
I mean, that's just good for the planet,
yeah.
Really.
It is, to be fair. So, okay.
Take your kids' old Danimals and put some paper clips in it.
There you
repurpose.
Go.
And that is Hints from Heloise.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
A segment murdered.
That was great. That was wonderful.